A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. It seems the scriptures are full of advice from our God, encouraging us to be calm, put trust in God, come to God, come to God, come to God. God knows our journeys can be rough. Jesus' journey was certainly rough. Time after time he was confronted, challenged, threatened, spit upon, whipped, dragged, and killed. He knows pain. Jesus can empathize with us, and he also knows how he can help. So what do we mean by rest? The dictionary says it is relief or freedom, especially from anything that wearies, troubles, or disturbs, or a period or interval of inactivity, repose, solitude, or tranquility. Our capacity for carrying what it is we need to bear in life can be lightened when we turn it over to Jesus. His burden is light. Can you imagine your backpack or your arms being filled with much heavy stuff? Cares, worries, financial strain, difficult relationships, empty lives, physical pain, confusion, anxiety? Of course we can. All ages, all people experience things like this. Come to me, and I will give you rest. A child who has had an unusually hard day in school and holds it all in to be brave, as soon as he or she meets mom or dad in the dismissal line, he senses such a great sense of relief. The hug is magnificent. The tears are released. The burden of the day is either all gone or substantially diminished. Come to me, and I will give you rest. This reading begins with Jesus speaking to the crowds. He wants all of us, without judgment, to come to him. He does not ask us if we had set ourselves up for the difficulty, so we do not deserve help. He does not ask us why we are so anxious or tired or burdened. He does not ask us if we are ready to let go of our weaknesses and sins. Jesus just tells us to come. I believe that in the coming, we will truly feel the relief. We will know the rest. We will walk beside him, and we will be renewed. I have not seen the movie, but there is a new release called War Room. A lady apparently writes down her problems and anxieties, often in the form of prayer, with requests to God, and then pins them up on the wall of a remodeled closet. She confronts her woes and gives them to God. She is portrayed as a strong, confident woman whose faith in God increased and overflowed. She influences others and brings others to peace and comfort as well. Indeed, she heard the call, "Come to me." So, shall we take advantage of it or not? Let's not miss the peace that comes with this simple act. Let's take it, whatever it is, to Jesus in prayer.